Welcome to another episode of the Issues of the Day podcast. We bring you the hottest issues and topics that are in the news and that concern most all people. We are not a political station, nor do we promote any one side of the story. We try to bring you the most current issues and look at it from all angles. Today we will talk about flying illegal migrants to the USA.
Yes, you heard me right.
We as taxpayers are now going to be footing the bill to fly migrants to any city they choose, or a big city near to where they choose to go in the USA. Why any near city? Well, the migrant must fly, yes, you heard me correct, fly to an airport from their home country, so it must be a bigger city that can handle international flights. So far, over 7.2 million illegals have already entered this country. Yes. That does not include the ones that got away by running away from the border guards once they are here, to avoid any processing that they do now. The Biden administration has already flown in an estimated 320,000 illegal immigrants from their home nations to the U.S. in 2023. As we all know that the U.S. has passed a bill to fund the American government. The president has signed a $1.2 trillion U.S. spending bill on March 23 that the Senate and House passed again as a late-night deal. This bill will fund the U.S. government through the fiscal year that began 6 months ago. Yes, that's right, 6 months ago this has started, so that means in another 6 months the Biden administration will do this all over again. Biden describes this as a bill that will strengthen our economy and our national security. The U.S. Senate, which is controlled by the Democrats, pushed a late-night, last-minute amendment onto this already stupid spending bill. The amendment, known as H.R. 2882 Budd Amendment, where the American tax dollars will be used to fly illegal immigrants from their home countries directly into the USA to a city of their choosing. As a taxpayer of this country, I consider this a real slap in the face and feel this should not be allowed. This is just another Democrat spending spree. Every one of the Democrats supported this bill and all the Republicans did not support this bill. But since it only needed a majority of the votes to pass, and the U.S. Senate currently has 51 Democrat seats, which is the majority vote needed to pass anything in the Senate. Yes, there are three independent seats that side with the Democrats, so it's a 51-49 count. I will not get into the seats that the Congress or Senate hold in control, but the control needs to change as well as the presidential party needs to change. This bill has passed, and now the American taxpayers are going to be funding the flights from any illegal migrant country into the United States. I guess that is one way to slow down the border crossings from Mexico. Just bypass Mexico altogether and fly them to your city by the plane loads now. You thought that putting people onto buses was bad enough, now you're going to have whole plane loads coming to a town near you. Biden was asked to terminate this program, but look at what he has done. He had his right-hand man in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, to put in a bill that will okay the use of taxpayer money to fly them directly into the states, avoiding any Mexico borders at all. There was a vote to cut this from the trillion-dollar spending bill, but since every Democrat voted to keep using the taxpayer money to fly them into this country, we are now stuck with this. So, every time you get your paycheck, you can see that some of your taxes went to fly an illegal immigrant into the states here. I wonder, can we count them as dependents? So, we can start to write them off on our taxes? Let me explain what's happening right now, ahead of the vote on the bill and this amendment to not use taxpayers' money to fly them into the U.S., Democrat senators are afraid to take a position on Biden's failed policies by voting on amendments to the appropriations bill. They'd rather shut down the government than take a position on President Biden's failures. So, the bill passed and was put into the appropriations bill, better known as the spending bill. This is insane. How can we survive doing all this? Why do we have to use our taxes now to fly people into this country? This will destroy our country. The only way now to correct this is to change the seats in the House and Senate this November to make them Republican, as to where we can start to reverse some of these crazy, stupid laws that are now in effect and others that will be pushed through until November. Yes, there are much more to come soon, just wait and see. Remember, we have already secretly flown in over 320,000 on 43 different flights from January to December of 2023 from Latin America. We as Americans need to stop this. We will never be safe again on our streets. What you see happening in other countries as the citizens revolt against their government, that will soon start to happen here. What is going on in Haiti now will be here soon since we will fly them here. There will be mass terror events before November elections, I am sure, and this will be directly related to the invasion at our borders. Our country is weak now, and the whole world sees it. Every other country used to look up to the USA and ask for our help and assistance to be more like our democratic country, but now they look away from us as we are a weak country now. I hope that I am wrong, but the direction we are going now, we are directly headed to a world war, and as I see it now, with very little hope or chance to stop it since this administration is so weak to handle it or unwilling to handle it because it owes something to our enemies. Just think about it. Why else would we be on the brink of war with different countries unless those countries think that they can get away with anything? Since the Ukraine war, we have sent most all our weapons and ammunition to them, and are we replacing what we are sending out? No, we are not. If we were pushed into a war, are we able to supply our own troops with enough fuel to go and defend democracy or even just defend our own country alone? No, again we do not have enough since Biden stopped drilling on our own land and has also run our emergency reserves down to 346 million barrels of oil, which is about 17 days worth of oil if we were to be cut off from outside oil being shipped in. Is that a good position to be in? What if we went to war? First thing our enemies would do is block and cut off oil flowing into the states. They know it will take over 6 months to restart our drilling and production numbers again. By that time, it's too late. We will be a communist state. Maybe that is what this current administration wants. Is it what you want? It is not what I want, and I am sure many other veterans and citizens do not wish that either. This country is in big trouble. Can we handle it? I personally do not see that we are in any shape to handle anything that would be thrown at us right now. This administration will just roll over and just give up. It will tear this country apart. While we sit here and decide if we should fly the pride flag on our embassies around the world is going to take us over. We need to get our act together and our priorities straight to be able to make the USA strong again before something bad happens. We all just hope it's not too late. While we are being brainwashed into thinking the way the administration and the Democrats are leading us, we are headed for financial ruin and failure. Our economy will be worse than any other third world country. We will be under centralized control of our money. We will be one step away from communist control. These people that the current administration wants to fly into our country as illegal immigrants, will they fight for our country? No way. Will they die defending our country? No way. All they want to do is to come here, get free handouts, and learn how to screw the system and get a better life doing nothing and having it all. They already get free handouts and free money. They get free healthcare. They get free subsidies. They are learning how to squat and take over vacant homes in the U.S. to call their own. Everything they want is pretty much handed to them free. While those of us who have been working all our lives are getting buried in debt, seeing our savings dwindle away to nothing, seeing our 401ks disappear, and seeing our credit just go down the drain because we cannot afford to pay our credit cards or bills due to high interest rates, we are sinking fast. It's a shame that we as Americans must choose what to give up surviving like we were surviving a few years ago. Our economy is bad now and getting worse. Now we are going to start flying in people to invade this country faster, and next thing you know we start to lose our jobs to cheaper labor. Well, maybe not because the government will provide for the illegal persons that are here so they will not take our jobs, just we will lose them because no one can afford to buy anything other than just food and pay necessity bills. If we can pay the bills, that's wonderful, but I see most Americans not being able to pay them as well. We all are going down in this country thanks to the way that the administration has led us. I do hope those who voted for this current setup we have in this country are happy. One thing for sure, the other half is not happy at all. The last time we as a country were so divided, we are at war, with ourselves, called the Civil War. Let's please try to stop people from coming into our country illegally. Contact your representatives and let them know, yes, they do not care, they will just teach you to change and follow them. Contact me, prove to me the way we are going is the better way. Thanks for listening and come back again. Subscribe as we will bash more later.